You are Locked On Texans, your daily Houston Texans podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
If you're going to see any five Texans games in person this season, which ones would they be? We'll give you our top five in today's show. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Robert Land from the Houston Sports Talk Podcast, alongside my partner and co-host Brian Patterson from House of Houston. Thanks for jumping on the Locked On Texans podcast, your best daily source of Texans news, views, and interviews. We're part of the FanRag Sports Network as well. Well, Brian, I wanted to go over maybe the top five games. If you're going to go see a Texans game this year and you're like, hey, which ones would I see if I had a choice? And some of these are going to be road games. So, you know, a lot of people might not be able to handle it because of work or because of, commitments to other things or just because of the cost. Obviously, that's a big factor. But I thought it'd be a fun list. Why not? Let's do this.
I am ready. Let's rock and roll with it. I'm pretty sure we're going to have some interesting answers as far as how we compare. But I know there's going to be one game that we're going to share our opinion on. So, yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't even have to ask you the first one. I think we could both agree on the number one. It's number 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. D as in Dallas Cowboys, Sunday, October 7th at NRG on Sunday Night Football. Brian, there could be some fights. It's the Cowboys. You get to see them one time every 4 years. This is it, baby. This is where all the marbles are, and it's a Sunday nighter, too.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just great that they put this up in prime time. And you remember the last time, you know, they had this. They had to totally change the tailgating rules. I mean, you used to could just walk on to the premises without a ticket and just hang out and tailgate, but they have tightened that up since, where you either had to have a ticket or a tailgate pass from a season ticket holder to get onto the grounds.
I think that was a preseason game. It wasn't even a regular season game. That's how much these teams hate each other. They're fighting during preseason games.
And I think that was during the regular season as well. What was that, about 2010, I believe, 2010, when that happened? Yeah, I agree. And so the situation there is that I'm hearing the latest is that even if you have a tailgate pass, they're not going to let those through. So that's going to be some of the changes that might be going into effect. But again, prime time against interstate, you know, we don't even face them all that often, but we're considered interstate rivals. I went to the game in 2014 up in Dallas, and I didn't get the same type of vibe, like, you know, people wanted to fight each other. It was very peaceful. It was very calm. And plus it was, you know, a 12 o'clock game, so I guess everybody had woken up yet or even motivated to have any emotion or whatnot. It was a very peaceful experience. I don't know why that's the case when it's down here in Houston, because I think the last time they played, it was a primetime game as well here at NRG Stadium. So, yeah, you're going to have, you know, Dak Prescott, their offensive line, a lot of question marks of who's going to be catching the ball for him, who's going to be his primary target without Jason Witten. And Dez Bryant has moved on to greater pastures. And then Terrence Williams, you know, whether he's going to be available whenever he's out there as well. But I think we have a great chance to win this game. I think we still can win it. It will be a narrow edge out of a game, but I really do think that we can take care of it. And to hell or high water, I will be there with you.
Yeah, there was a point in that game, and you're right, that was regular season. I was thinking it was preseason, but it was I think it was back in October of 2010, where three guys were fighting in the upper deck. They like fell down the stadium stairs. I mean, it got dangerous inside the game, but it also was dangerous in the parking lot. Were you at that one? Do you remember that?
No, I was not at that game. I had a crazy work schedule back then in 2010, so I wasn't even there. I was actually working that night, so I missed it, and I'm kind of glad I did, because who knows if I would have gotten hurt as bad as I heard it was. I mean, the police presence, the security, they could not keep up. It was just so much, and it was an embarrassment to the Houston Texans. So they had to go in and quickly change the rules. I believe that next week, that's when the new rules went into effect. So it was handled pretty quickly.
Yeah, you needed a season ticket, or you needed a ticket to the game, period, I guess, to get inside the parking lot when the stadium actually opened. I lived just across 610, the apartments behind Joe's Crab Shack. That was, I don't know if it's still there, but it was there at the time. Everybody will know that if you're a Texans fan, or you know, you live around here, I'm sure you might be familiar. There's like a Joe's Crab Shack and a Papa Do's right on the other side of 610. I was right over there, so I could walk over if I wanted to go, you know, just hang out with the tailgaters at that time without a ticket. But you couldn't do it anymore. By the way, my second on my list here, Brian, speaking of fights and all that kind of stuff, hey, there's usually fights in Philadelphia with the Eagles, Sunday, December the 23rd in Philadelphia. Texans play there. Hey, it's the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia. There's no reason why they're not going to be great again this year. But, you know, Philadelphia, interesting city to visit. You know, it's got all the great history, but the game itself is going to be really fun between these two teams. Hopefully it will be Carson Wentz versus Deshaun Watson. We're talking about a game late in the season. A lot could happen. Obviously, both guys were out by this point last year, but that's my number two.
Yeah, and that's my number two as well. That's how I had it ranked. It's going to be likely Carson Wentz that we're going to see on December 23rd. It's a good shot that Nick Foles is going to start the season, because why rush Carson when you know you've got a Super Bowl quarterback, a Super Bowl caliber quarterback behind the team? He's familiar with the system. He wants to be there. He loves the guys. He commands the respect of the entire Eagles organization. He even turned down an offer, you know, a deal to where they were going to try to trade for him. That's with the Cleveland Browns when they were exploring on who else should they get the quarterback. And this was before Tyrod Taylor and before, of course, they drafted Baker Mayfield. He turned down that offer to stay with the Eagles as a backup quarterback. So you obviously know how much vested he is into this. Because I honestly think that if he wasn't quarterbacking, he'd probably be back out in the woods hunting and fishing, you know, like he was. I think he got the call. It was like he was out in the woods. He was hunting, and he got the call to come back and quarterback. He had semi-retired. So Nick Foles, if we face him, that's great. But I would love to see Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson go at it, two of one of the most phenomenal quarterbacks that we'll see of this time, you know, of this particular era. And it'll be great to see. It's on the road. It's going to be right around the Christmas holidays. So people are going to be around. They're going to be able to watch it. And that, I believe, it's a primetime game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think Foles, you're confusing with another quarterback. And actually, that quarterback, he comes up later on the list. I'm going to get to that, and we can try to figure out maybe which guy we're talking about. But I tell you what, if you go to this game in Philadelphia, you know, they're not quite as dangerous. They might not knife you in the bathroom like they would at a Raiders game, but I would say bring your defenses, because it's going to be a little bit crazy, and I would keep your mouth shut. You don't want to get into a verbal war and start something with a Philly fan. You know, I mean, if you didn't see, what was the movie with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence? That's the one I think about with it. You know, Bradley Cooper gets into a little bit in the parking lot in that game, and he's a huge Philly fan. So, it's going to be, you got to be careful. You got to be careful if you go to Philly, just saying. But, hey, we got three on the list coming up. But before I get to that, a reminder that if you're enjoying Locked On Texans, make sure to tell your friends, let them know they can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, most anywhere you're going to find your favorite podcast. If you'd like to check out more pods from our national Locked On Network, go to LockedOnSports.com, our new Locked On Network website. We have podcasts for nearly every NFL and NBA team. We're adding Major League Baseball. We have the Locked On NFL Draft and Locked On NFL shows. Even if you listen to this show, those are great national shows to keep up with as well. It's all on LockedOnSports.com. That's LockedOnSports.com. Let's continue with our five Texans games to see in person this season. And Brian, my number three, they're at the Patriots. I mean, it's Tom Brady. We don't know how much longer we're going to get to see this guy. You know, love him or hate him, we know this is probably if not the best quarterback in history, he's in the top three discussion. There's no doubt about it. Sunday, September 9th, noon, game one of the season. I didn't have to think much about number three on this list. I mean, it's the Patriots or the Patriots. I'm not a big fan of Patriots fans. I don't know how much I would love being in Foxborough and listening to those guys talk, but I would go see this game.
Yes, and I'm wondering when we're going to – where we're going down the list and we're ranking guys the same. And by the way, you know, those who are listening, you know, we put these lists together. You know, we have an idea of what we're going to talk about, but we put these lists together on our own, so we didn't consult with each other. But I have the Patriots as the third best matchup to watch this season. So, and like you said, September 9th. So opening up the season against them, with us almost having beat them, you know, technically off a technicality with what's his name, the receiver. He was able
to. Oh, yeah. You're talking about Brandon Cooks making the catch in the end zone. Yeah. Of course.
That is him. Yeah. You know, that was a controversial play, but, you know, I'll take it, you know, in terms of us, you know, that's just an ultimatum to us showing that we've got a chance to go out there and beat these guys. And, you know, looks like Rob's going to be back. Tom Brady's going to be fine. He's going to be back as well. But there's a lot of question marks. You know, you're not going to have Julian Edelman because he's going to be suspended because of the use of PEDs. And, you know, I've got so much tears rolling down my cheek because he's not going to be there, of course. So I really am looking forward to game one of the season. We're going right out of the gate with some tough competition going up there to New England.
No Wes Welker either. He's out. He's left town, left the building, right?
Yeah, that he is, well, at least with Wes Welker, he'll be on the sidelines coaching, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm sorry, not Welker. I was thinking of who was the receiver that was signed elsewhere? Of course, yeah, Wes Welker. Danny Amendola is signed with the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, you got it. I believe so. Yeah, he went in free agency and was able to sign with a different team. And, you know, he wanted the money. I mean, and the Patriots weren't going to pay him. And he already knew what he wanted to do, and he was able to go out there and get himself a deal with the Dolphins. That is absolutely correct, which who we will be facing this season as well here at NRG.
I'm sorry if I'm sending you guys to some crazy places to visit, but yeah, Philadelphia and New England, the fans, I don't know how crazy the Patriots fans are. I mean, it's not quite like Philadelphia or, like I said, Oakland, but it's plenty – they're plenty loud and can be not too friendly from what I hear from the people that have visited there. But the fourth one on my list, the fans don't have that kind of reputation. But this time I'm going to send you to Denver. And it's Sunday, November the 4th. It's a 3 p.m. game. So who knows? There could be some snow on the ground. But it's Case Keenum. I kind of love the whole Case Keenum facing the Texans. You know, the longtime fans of the Texans and U of H, I'm sure, are interested to see what Case Keenum's going to do. But, you know, you've got Von Miller, an Aggie, another local guy, a lot of Aggie fans, I'm sure, Texans fans. So you got those things. But I wouldn't mind going to Denver, seeing a game there. It'd be kind of fun. Mile High would be fun. Is that number four on yours?
Yes, it is. You know what? I think you were looking over my shoulder when I was putting this list together. I really do. Man. Or else we're on the same wavelength, and that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. Oh, yes. Denver, you know, outside of just a beautiful place to visit, I haven't been there. Ooh, it's been about 6 years. So, yeah, I would be well overdue. I would love to make a trip out there to go see them. The air is very thin. You just have to get used to that. Especially when you're going out to that area of the country, Salt Lake City, when you're getting to that area of the country, you feel that it takes a lot more effort to breathe. It's true what they say. Absolutely. But I wouldn't mind taking a game out there. Denver's just a terrific city. There's plenty to do. Most of all, what you want is in the downtown area. The football stadium is just a little bit outside downtown, but you've got the beautiful Coors Field that's right at the center of the district where all the entertainment, the restaurants and all of that are. But you've got Case Keenum out there. This is his situation where he's going to be in a role where he's going to be in command. I mean, he earned that, you know, with the Vikings. I mean, he is the guy. I mean, with the Vikings, you felt like he's a guy, but we don't know for sure. You know, he's a guy for now, but at least when Denver has brought him in, they have signed him to be the guy. And let's hope for the best for Case. But again, I want my Texans to win, but I want to see Case have a successful game. You know, being that I am a diehard U of H Cougars fan and alumni.
Of course, you also have a little bit of a recreational product that if you're, you know, not from if you're not from Colorado, yeah, you might not have had a chance to partake in it. But that's something there. But, you know, it's going to be Deshaun Watson against Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. And to me, that's going to be worth the price of admission right there. You know, seeing those two pass rushers, see if they can run down Deshaun Watson. We're going to hope that obviously that does not happen, but you know, this has got all the makings of a great game. And, you know, Denver, you know, they didn't have a good year last year, but to me, it was all about the quarterback. And, you know, if Case Keenum can manage a game a little bit better than what they had last year, they had to resort at one point to Brock. I mean, ugh, it's that's bad.
And that was even worse. And, you know, that's a Super Bowl caliber team. You just need a quarterback to handle all that, to put it together. And then just watching Chubb out there, he, out of all the rookies, on HowSeason.com, one of our writers, Armani Grassi, he put together a list of top three rookies to face this season, and he was one of them. I agree with him. I said, Bradley Chubb, you know, that is a guy that you really want to see out there. He's going to be coupled up with Von Miller. He's going to be taken under his wing, and you know, they're going to be working together. So I certainly hope that we see an excellent matchup. And that's good you brought it up about the marijuana, because when I went there, that was not in effect yet. But I've been to cities where it's legal. And then like in Washington, the state of Washington, and, you know, you've got these shops like on every corner. I mean, like I'm still just floored. You know, boy, when you walk by it, you know, the smell is just it's overpowering. And, you know, I just walk right past it like I usually do. Because I don't do the stuff, but it's great that you brought that up, and that's a really, really nice touch. So those of you who are fans of, I guess, 420, yeah, head on out there, because you'll be able to get your you'll be able to definitely take advantage and get your fix.
Yeah, as long as the Texans, they're not allowed to take any, because that means suspensions. But we got one more on the list. And want to remind you that if you haven't already, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, email us at LockedOnTexans@mail.com. It's all in the show description of each podcast, easy to find over there. We always love hearing from you, so email us a question, or you can even record an audio message for us, and we'll answer it on the show. We want your voice to be a part of the conversation. Email LockedOnTexans@mail.com to do that. That's LockedOnTexans@mail.com. We're up to our last game on the list, the fifth best Texans game to see in person this season. And number five for me is the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is Sunday, December 30th at noon. And I make an emphasis on the date, Brian, because this one is number five on my list only if it's relevant, because it's the last game of the season. Who knows if anything will actually be at stake. And so my backup option, Brian, I'm going to throw a backup option for you, is the Jets road game on December 15th, because the Jets, well, they're just an NFL juggernaut. You can't beat them. No, I'm just kidding about that. No, the real reason you'd get to hang out in New York City during Christmas season, you can't beat that.
Exactly. And it's just, I'm totally with you on that. Although I picked a different matchup for my, this is where I guess we have went different ways. And I was going with Jacksonville, but I know what I'm going to see. I know what I'm going to expect to see whenever we see the Jaguars. But well, I'm really intrigued about week two against the Titans on the road. I really do think that that's going to be an interesting matchup, because they've made some improvements in the offseason, you know, but they picked up, of course, Malcolm Butler, a corner that I'm pretty sure we wanted, but we knew he was going to be expensive. He probably wasn't even at the top of their list in terms of, you know, who they could go out there and get. I mean, Aaron Colvin is a formidable asset that we now have on our end, but, you know, they've got him. You know, you'll be facing Delanie Walker. You'll have Marcus Mariota. Even we'll get to see our great friend Xavier Suofilo. So, you know, that's a bonus within itself, and maybe he'll finally get it, but hopefully not against the Texans. But I really am looking forward to the Titans matchup the following week, week two, September the 16th, for that particular reason. Of course, and it's Mike Vrabel, too. Let's see, you know, him trying to do battle. It'll be a coach's battle, you know, see who outduels each other. So there's a lot of drama between this. You know, I'm actually kind of excited about week two.
Just going to put up another 50 spot on him again, Brian. That's all that's going to happen that week, right?
Oh, I would hope, especially in their house at Nissan Stadium. That would be terrific, and we would be, again, when we get through the season, we'll be the darlings once again. Kind of like what JJ was just like on this incredible rampage, like he could not be stopped at whatever he did. He was scoring touchdowns left and right. You know, I think that could be us, especially if Deshaun Watson gets on a roll early.
Well, that's our list. That's our top five. Let us know if you agree, disagree, whatever. We'd love to hear from you. And you know what? We've had so many good shows over the last week. If you haven't had a chance to hear them, we got Bernardrick McKinney. We talk about the extension. We've got exclusive interviews with Julione Davenport and Tristan Decoux. I think you're going to find those interesting. We've got Dr. Deshaun Watson telling us how he's feeling, giving us an update on how he's feeling. And then, of course, everything that happened with the Andre Hall cancer diagnosis, how they reacted over in minicamp. That of course, a major story and some real interesting reaction from all the guys. We have the one that we did with DeAndre Hopkins, where he should be ranked among the top 10 receivers in all the NFL. So, Brian, we've had a ton of good shows over the last few weeks. I know some people might have been on vacation, you know, right after school got out for some of you in college, or, you know, if you're dealing with the kids last couple of weeks, getting them off to camp or whatever you were having to deal with what's going on. Lots of fun shows for people to listen to and catch up with. So go back in the library and check it out.
Yes, I'm totally with you on that. Yeah, you got to go out and go into Locked On Texans. I mean, we're on iTunes, Spotify. So while you're listening to your favorite music, you can just search us. Type in Locked On Texans. And there, Rob and I will pull up. You can just go back, listen to some of the great discussions that we've had. Even go back in the season, you know, some of the observations that we made. I know after Deshaun Watson got hurt, it's probably going to be really tough for you to listen to those shows, but I'm telling you, we had some great stuff that we talked about regardless. So I urge that you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to keep bringing you shows into the off season here. We got a few weeks before training camp revs up, but we're going to try to find some fun guests and some ways to keep you busy in that hot Houston summer. No doubt about it. Don't forget, Brian's got everything covered on House of Houston. If you want his thoughts on the Rockets, the Astros, as well as my thoughts on the Rockets, Astros, and what everything else that's going on in Houston sports, go to houseofhouston.com for Brian's thoughts. And then you can listen to me on Houston Sports Talk along with my buddy RG Seal, my podcast. Easy to find on iTunes, most anywhere you listen to your podcast. Don't forget, when you're done listening to the Locked On Texans, this particular show, go ahead, rate us on iTunes. Let us know what you think. Maybe rate us on whatever, Stitcher, if you're listening on that. Whichever format you might be picking us up, tell us what you think, what you might suggest, and we'll definitely take it all to heart. That's all we got for a Sunday going into a Monday. As always, thanks for making us a part of your week.
You are Locked On Texans, your daily Houston Texans podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.